I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. An online event is being held today giving young Australians the opportunity to hear how the work of scientists is impacting food and nutrition security. The Science for Food Security event is being live streamed as part of National Science Week. To find out a little bit more, reporter Lauren Howarth caught up with agroecology scientists Anika Molesworth.
It is National Science Week here in Australia, which is celebrating all things science and technology and innovation. And I'm involved in a range of things, actually, including an online event tomorrow called Science for Food Security. And that's looking at how one can make a global, a professional and a personal difference in the area of agricultural science.
Yeah, and I guess what are you hoping to get out of that kind of discussion?
Yeah, so this event is primarily run for high school and university students, as well as the wider general public. But it's encouraging people to consider agricultural science and food security as a meaningful career or even just a volunteer opportunity, because global food and nutrition security is so important, as is looking after our environment, our climate, our rural communities. So people who are involved in this work, in this science, are making such an important contribution to this world.
You're very interested in sustainable farming. I guess, what kind of things would you like to see improve in that area?
Yeah, so there's so many things to do in the farming sector, because obviously we are facing growing challenges globally, in that we have a rapidly growing global population. You know, nearly every 24 hours, we have nearly a quarter of a million new mouths to feed. We're also rapidly losing productive land globally. So arable land, pastures and forests are disappearing faster than the world is able to restore and replenish them. So to feed a growing global population and feed them well, they've got the right nutrients, we need to be, exploring how to do that. And that's where the scientists come in. So scientists both in the field or in the lab are researching better ways to look after soil resources, to grow food, high nutrient foods from the land, respecting the water availability, the biodiversity that lives in those ecosystems, tailoring these innovations to local context, considering our cultures and, the people who live in these places and their abilities and their perspectives. And this is what I find particularly exciting and why I do encourage people to look at agricultural science, because you really are making a difference. You know, there is no bigger challenge, I think, of how do we feed a growing global population well in a world that is increasingly facing big challenges. It is possible for people who are considering agricultural science and food security that there are a variety of ways to get involved, through different studies like social science, geography, information technology, and volunteering and career options are open to all ages and people from a great diversity of backgrounds. So I really do encourage people to consider this as a meaningful career option.
That's reporter Lauren Howarth speaking with agroecology scientist Anika Molesworth about the Science for Food event that's taking place today as part of National Science Week. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.